During yesterday's January 6th congressional committee hearing, we heard a taped deposition of a former White House aide who mentions Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs as one of several Republican members of Congress who sought a pardon from then-President Donald Trump. Is that because Biggs and the others were engaged in helping Trump try to overturn the election?
The only reason I know to ask for a pardon is because you think you've committed a crime.
I don't know if Republican January 6th committee member Adam Kinzinger thinks Biggs committed a crime or if he thinks he should be punished, but I don't think Biggs or the other congressmen will be punished politically this fall because they come from fairly MAGA congressional districts.
Right. They won't be hurt politically, but they continue to be the marginalized sort of clown car.
Well, Chuck Todd of Meet the Press agreed with me on that point this morning. He also thought this.
The pardon stuff was the shiny object yesterday.
And what was much scarier for him was Trump's alleged threats to fire Justice Department officials who wouldn't go along with his narrative that included wild-eyed accusations that Italian satellites changed votes.
We were 2 hours from a full-blown constitutional crisis there on January 3rd. You know, I knew the facts, but to hear them tell it was just chilling.
What's even more chilling for me is this. After learning the lengths that Donald Trump was willing to go to remain in power, and the insane theories he wanted others to embrace in order to do so, some Arizona Republicans continue to cling to this.
It was a fraudulent, corrupt election.
I think after learning how little Trump cared about the truth, if it got in the way of his ability to stay in power, that some Republicans would be glad he lost. Heck, he's painted the Republican Party so poorly, I'm surprised a few Republicans wouldn't want to keep it quiet if they actually believed the election was stolen, especially if it was stolen by Italian spy satellites.